Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. Brian and I today will discuss the Acumatica platform. Now, I'm your host, Randy Johnston, and co-host Brian Tankersley. We've both been around accounting software a long time at all sorts of different levels. We believe that the Acumatica platform is really an opportunity for QuickBooks users to move up market. Now, the platform itself has been designed to do very strong financials along with integrated CRM, and their specialty areas include manufacturing, distribution, construction, and retail. And I have recommended this platform to many of my CPA firms who specialize in one of those areas like manufacturing or construction. And they have used this as their entire firm portal because of its capabilities. So if you're running a client accounting service practice or you have a specialty in one of these industries in your client base, Acumatica is a real charming platform. Now, just recently, they announced that they had over 10,000 companies on the platform. As I've watched and grown with them over the past few years, you know, I can remember the year they were so happy to announce they'd made it to 4,700 adopted clients and then to 5,700 and so forth. A lot of the traditional VARs or software partners that were on alternate platforms have wound up going to Acumatica because they're partner-friendly environment. Now, Brian, I know you got some exposure at Acumatica Summit. I've attended the summit for some years. I was actually quite insistent to try to get you included to be attending, you know, their conference this year. But, you know, some of the things that we, I don't think got a chance to do, for example, was get exposure to their payroll system, the integrated payroll system, I consider quite good. And, you know, so on and so forth. This is a broad platform with lots of capabilities. And I couldn't believe that we hadn't discussed it in the Technology Lab before, because it's been one of my favorite mid-market products for 5+ years. So welcome today, Brian. What would you like our listeners to know about Acumatica?
Okay. So the best way I would say here is this is industrial strength cloud accounting. Okay. This is not a tool you're going to use as a single user. The idea here is that we're really moving into that enterprise architecture world that you've heard me talk about sometimes, where we're actually going in and we have automation in the workflows. So we have we have approvals where people can go in and configure the workflows. By the way, they just announced that you can configure those on a low code, no code basis without having to have all that customization that made SAP and Oracle early implementations ridiculously expensive. It's actually set up where somebody familiar with the operations that has a little bit of training can go in and actually configure the different states and the different paths that things would go through and do through here.
I wish the listeners could have seen your eyes while I was watching the demonstration of low code, no code, because I know, Brian, in the worst way, you want our accounting listeners to take advantage of these low code, no code tools, not only in Acumatica, but all of the platforms that we talk about. And it's probably one of your personal missions to help accountants automate these repetitive tasks with tools that they can use. And I could tell that all of a sudden you could see the vision of, I think I could get most accountants to understand how to do this.
Well, the thing that's so exciting about it is that, you know, historically, if you look at how your sales departments worked with all the workflows and the marketing automation tools and other things like that, in so many cases, our financial tools really haven't left the 1990s and haven't moved into this world where the transactions happen in the background and you have systems with internal controls in them that will actually help you get more done. This is an industrial strength platform for people where, you know, they need multi-entity or intercompany accounting or project accounting, or they want to add on CRM that integrates tightly with it, or they want to do reporting dashboards and BI. There is a manufacturing edition of this product. Okay, so this product doesn't run away from manufacturing or from heavy duty complex inventory and things like predicting demand and figuring out what resources you're going to need to do your production that you need to do and other things like this. You've also got heavy duty construction management built into here. So you can manage the projects with confidence and you can again manage the operational side of all that without having to spend your head staring at a computer all day, because again, it is totally tablet and mobile enabled. And they have a service management tool that you can use with just about every kind of service, including field service, where you have folks going out with trucks like HVAC contractors and others like this. You know, so what I would suggest to you here is that this will handle complex organizations and it'll handle multiple entities. And one of the things that's interesting about it is that they don't get too hung up on how many users you're going to have using it, because from a philosophical perspective, they want everybody to be inside the software so that everybody can get the benefits of the automation. So they don't price on a per user basis. They price based on the capabilities of the systems and your specific metrics. And again, you can also integrate with a lot of external products for reporting and BI, but the reporting and BI is very serviceable inside the application. Randy, you know, that's kind of my 30,000 foot view of this animal that is Acumatica.
And Brian, as you are describing it or trying to describe it, this is a broad-based platform with lots of capability. Their ecosystem, their third-party integrations are all of the leading brands out there. It is clear that I competitively put them up against the big boys, the Sage Intex and the NetSuites and the Dynamics 365 on a regular basis. And they clearly can win in many of those situations. As you pointed out, it's not a per user per month type of charge like most of the other platforms. It is based on the transaction volume. They do have a small business edition which can be used, but the fact of the matter is the transaction volume is the key driver here, plus the feature set. Now, we don't want you to hear that this is a do-all, be-all, end-all mid-market accounting software product, but they're trying hard. And they are focused around distribution, manufacturing, construction, and they understand that they've got to be more and more serviceable to be competitive in the market. The partners are also very conscientious about getting implementations done right. Now, as a point of disclosure, a year ago at this time, one of my clients on Acumatica was selected as the, you know, new customer of the year. And frankly, it made such a huge change in their business. The CPA who got me involved in conversations over the period of time said, I can't believe how valuable the Acumatica platform has been to our operation, how it's enabled us to get things done. And as we started off the session, they were a QuickBooks upgrader. They had been struggling with all the spreadsheets and operational systems and kind of making do. And it was a big nut for them to buy into and implement the platform. But multiple times in retrospect, they've said, this is the real winner. Now, I like Acumatica for another purpose. You can deploy it the way you want. You want to be all in the cloud? Good on you. You want to run it on your own premise-based infrastructure? You can do that too. And so, you know, the flexibility is good. Another thing that has been updated here recently by the vendor is their customer rights platform. Now, I've cited this vendor for their favorable customer rights compared to many of their competitors. And that was another nice add in the recent announcements. You know, Brian, you've seen kind of the current marketing messaging from the company. Is there other things that you would consider, I'll call it factual and not fluff, that you'd want the users to know? Because again, this vendor is working very hard to make practical day-to-day things easier, kind of smoothing out the edges. They're not being, you know, over the top on feature pursuit. They're thinking about how you make the system most usable.
You know, Randy, the thing I would suggest to you here is that this product is so interesting because what it does is it is a worthy competitor to the NetSuites of the world and the Sage Intacx of the world and the others that are out there that are, again, competing for that cloud accounting title. The thing about this is that a couple of things. One is that a lot of people that are your clients, your bigger clients that have mid-market systems, many of them need to pick a new system to take advantage of this workflow automation that we're talking about. By the way, just a shameless self-promotion here, Randy and I actually do engagements to help people learn more about platforms and help them make the right choice and do their RFP, trying to get their needs met. So, there aren't that many people that do those kinds of engagements. But the thing about this is that with Acumatica is that it is a worthy tool and worthy competitor to those other big names that you've heard a lot more about. You know, I actually attended a NetSuite event recently. NetSuite has 33,000 companies on the platform. You know, so for the amount of money they spend on things, you would think they had 500,000 companies on the platform because you see them everywhere. But as we're thinking about Acumatica, you know, this is it's just a good tool. It's well thought out. It's the low code, no code, the built-in analytics, the industry expertise, and the ability to solve complex problems like, you know, managing your manufacturing operations, managing construction operations. This is the kind of tool you need for those bigger businesses that you deal with in your practice. Now, it's not going to replace SAP and Oracle Business Suite and everything for enterprises. If we're talking about somebody that's got $1 billion or more in revenue, we're probably looking at a different tool set here. But this is a great tool for folks that are exiting the QuickBooks world and, again, need something that gives everybody the tools they need to collaborate at a much greater scale, maybe across multiple companies, maybe with intercompany charges, maybe with more sophisticated payroll demands. It's just a more comprehensive solution.
Yeah, so, you know, I appreciate that kind of background on that. Now, again, I mentioned the third-party add-ins to the platform. There's several hundred of them available, and most of the competitors recognize that you have to have their platform plus add-ins. And the add-ins that are available here are available in many other places, but e-commerce add-ins are very common. HR payroll add-ins are very common, but the payroll system built into Acumatica today is quite good. A lot of the distribution things, the barcodes, the shipping pieces, and so forth are in there. The payment systems are broad. Acumatica just announced their own integrated payment system, which will be interesting to see how that evolves over time. But all of the common payment systems that are in the market are included. Same way with sales tax, all of the common sales tax vendors, Avalara and Veritax and so forth, are integrated and available and so on. So, you know, net here is if you had not heard of Acumatica, Brian and I wanted you to know about this mid-market system. It's a very good system with good management and lots of reasons why you could consider it for your own practice, for your clients. So, Brian, closing thoughts here.
You know, we've had a lot of announcements. There's been reduction or elimination of new features in many of the legacy Sage platforms and many of the legacy Microsoft platforms, you know, in the mid-market area. And what I would remind you here is that you have to re-implement when you exit those legacy platforms like Dynamics GP and Sage 100 and others like that. So it may not be necessarily a slam dunk to go to something else by the same vendor. So when you hear that your client is on one of those platforms, again, I'm thinking like Dynamics SL, Dynamics GP, Dynamics NAV. We also get in here and start talking about Sage 100, 300, Sage 50 maybe. The thing about all of those platforms is that they are limited in what you can do with them, and they are not cloud enabled. And so when you have people that are ready to do something in the cloud, ready to have this workflow automation and CRM integration and things like this, don't get hemmed into your vendor salesperson's pitch that you need to only consider the stuff from the same manufacturer, because they're completely different code bases than in most cases that were actually acquired by those organizations. I want you to think about going a little bit broader and look a little bit more out there. You know, again, it doesn't mean you can't go back and buy the Microsoft or the Sage solution that you want to here. But, you know, just because you've been in the Microsoft or Sage ecosystem doesn't mean that you have to stay there. And, you know, Acumatica is one of those tools that, quite frankly, siphons off a lot of those people in mid-market companies and makes them very, very happy when they exit those ecosystems and they're able to get into the Acumatica ecosystem.
That's good insight, Brian. And, you know, one final caveat that I'll throw out. On Acumatica's website today, you can see keynotes that they've delivered of various presentations. So you can see a lot of the upper management discussions. But in their marketplaces, I had mentioned a few moments ago, you can go into the marketplace and filter by a different functionality. So for example, if you're interested in digital agency, or you're interested in electronic signatures, or you're interested in logistics and shipping, you can filter by the different third-party providers, and you can get a pretty good idea of who the big players are in the marketplace, whether you do these solutions with Acumatica or do them with another provider. And further, so much of what's needed is built into Acumatica that you may not need as many third-party products. But if you're looking for a good summary of leading vendors in a number of different areas, I'll just maybe close out this comment with payment processing. Acumatica today lists 29 different payable payment processing systems in addition to their own. And, you know, when I think about who's out there and who I might consider, Brian, and I track these things pretty carefully. Acumatica management has decided to have a very aggressive certification program, and they're going to require that their third-party vendors integrate rapidly with their updated changes. And they're going to actually ask some of their third-party vendors to exit who don't stay up with the technology innovations. That's pretty gutsy. You know, I'm happy to know the platform, know a lot of the management people, and know a lot of the customers. In any case, we want you to be aware of this particular platform, a fine mid-market platform offering from Acumatica. So until we see you again in another technology lab, hopefully this will give you some support for your more capable and sophisticated clients. You have a fine day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.